Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Anthony Heddleston, and I switched to solar. 2019 was the last year for the full 30% federal solar tax credit for residential and commercial solar installations. In 2020, it will fall to 26%, to 22% in 2021, and to 0% for residential systems past 2022. Commercial systems will still get a 10% credit after 2022. Iowa offers an additional 50% of the federal credit, allowing individuals and businesses to claim up to $5,000. These two credits effectively eliminated 45% of my initial costs, and low-interest solar loans got me running with no down payment. Solar power is collected from photovoltaic panels, typically on a roof or ground-mounted, and is considered a renewable energy source along with wind and hydroelectric power. Per the last Department of Energy report in 2017, Illinois produces about 7% of its power from renewables, mostly from wind. Iowa produces around 39% from renewables, also predominantly wind. The process was relatively painless, the most difficult thing being waiting for permits and approvals. Starting in July, panels were installed, then came a waiting period for utility approval of electrical designs, then the installation of utility connections, then another period of waiting for inspections and approvals from both the county and the utility, and finally, the installation of a bidirectional meter to transfer power on and off the grid. The Iowa Utilities Board has a great how-to guide if you're interested in learning about the process. Do a search online for Information Guide for On-Site Generation to find it. Some key review points. What's your goal? Is it to reduce consumption? Start with an energy audit from your local electrical provider. Do you want to see more renewable energy? Not every house is ready for solar. Iowa allows you to purchase it through the Alternative Energy Purchase Program. Can you legally install it? Check with your local building inspector first. What about insurance costs? Mine was a small increase in my annual bill. You can do a quick gut check on your home's viability through Google's Project Sunroof. A local company can also provide you an estimate. My equipment came with an app for my phone as well, so I can follow along and download data to see how my system is performing. Although my system came online nearest the shortest part of the year, in just under 2 months, I've generated just shy of a megawatt, reduced my electric bill significantly, and have removed nearly 2,000 pounds of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, roughly the equivalent of planting 73,000 trees, something both our air and our water can be happy about.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.